Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening, Erev Tov. Good evening, Malcolm Mata here, the T to T. Testify Tuesday, make I and I and I.
I'm going to testify.
Yes, I am. Testify Tuesday.
I'm going to testify. What Jah has done for I said I'm going to testify. What Jah has done for I.
Here, 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 T to T, testify Tuesday. Yes, I, Rastafari. So let's pick up right here, today's daily psalm. We have Psalm 141, and we have the evening psalm, for the Tuesday, Psalm 82. Let's ride up with the evening psalm here for the Thursday.
Psalm 82. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judgeth among the gods. How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. Psalm 82.
Mizmor pevet. Mizmor
leasav. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. The mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el.
He judgeth among the gods.
Bekerev Elohim
yishpot. Elohim.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations.
Here the evening psalm, Psalm 82, in the English and also the Hebrew highlights right there, And here's Rosh Shiloh for the Rhema tune for the evening psalm, Rights of the Poor. Yes, sir.
Babylon, oh yeah, Rastafari.
judges. Behold, I come to teach all teachers. Bunkering all of their false leaders. Liberating all Africans. That's Shiloh, holy, only mission. Liberating all Africans. That is Rasta mission. So tell them to say, tell them to say, this is judgment on Babylon. Well, yeah, Rasta comes to defend the rights of the poor. For the oppression of the poor have I arrived, yeah. And I come to defend the rights of the poor.
Rashilo, rights of the poor, bringing out the Rhema, the right now, word and message of the third day, the evening psalm, Psalm 82, and this tune right here, here, here for the T to T, the Rastafari podcast radio, St. Peter.
Has done
Attention, salute, Rastafari.
Praise God. Praise God.
The conquering lion of Judah, Haile Selassie the First, Emperor of Ethiopia.
ብርቱ ነጭውና ተራሮች ሳትፈሪ ከጠላቶችሽ ድል አድራጊው ንጉሳችን ይኑርልን ለክብራችን። ይህን የኢትዮጵያ ሕዝብ መ
እንደገና
ኢትዮጵያ ሆይ ደስ ይበልሽ በአምላክሽ ኃይል በንጉስሽ ተባብረዋልና አርበኞችሽ። አይነካም ከቶ ነጻነትሽ ብርቱ ናቸውና ተራሮችሽ አትፈሪም ከጠላቶችሽ ድል አድራጊው ንጉሳችን ይኑርልን ለክብራችን።
ኢትዮጵያ ሆይ ደስ ይበልሽ በአምላክሽ ኃይል በንጉስሽ tababrawal arvenyochish ainakam koto netsanetish gortu nachuna tarochish atafarim katalatochish dil adragiu nikusachin yenurlinna lekvrachin bartu nacho tarochish atafarim katalatochish dil adragiu nikusachin yenurlinna lekvrachin Ethiopia hoy des yebelish oh Ethiopia be happy rejoice in thy God power, in the power of thy source, speaking to she, and in thy king, your patriots are solidaritous then. Your freeness shall never be touched, for your mountains are strong. So do not fear thy enemies, thy haters. Long live our conquering king, for our glory and honor. Ethiopia hoy, decibelish.
Advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Yeah. It's coming in strong,
another Moses.
forward another Bob Marley and bring forward another move. Who last I found who speak like Eva? I found another moon. Prince Farai is another moon. This Prince Farai is another moon. This Prince Farai is another moon. This Jaja, bring forward another Bob Marley. Jaja, bring back another Bob Marley. Jaja, forward another Bob Marley. And bring back another Moses. And bring back another Moses. The Prince Farai is another Moses. Prince Farai is another Moses. And the Lord said unto Moses, these are the words which the Lord God has said. 6 days shall do all thy work. But remember, O God, seventh day shall be the holy day, a rest day for the Almighty God. Whosoever doeth the work on that day, then shall be put to death. 6 days shall do all thy work. But the seventh day shall be the holy day. Jaja, bring forward another Moses. Jaja, bring forward another Moses. And your forward, my folly. Jaja, bring another Bob Marley. Jaja, bring another Bob. Hey. Ah. Every time I hear your word, every time I hear your word, every time I hear your word, words come before sound. Remember, Prince Farai said it up. Words come before sound. Are you ready? Hey, gotta bring back another Moses. Gotta forward another Bob Marley. Gotta bring back another Moses. Gotta miss the bring back another Bob Marley. Yeah. Take it on style. Reggae. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Ready,
yes, 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 yes. Prince Farai. The live. Every time I hear the word, the word. The Moses clip here, yeah, another Moses. So may Prince Farai be that other Moses and I, the Joshua, because it's time to get into the promised land right here, here, here. But that's a Rhema tune. Rhema tune right there, there, there. Every time I hear the word. And if you hear the album version, it really corresponds with this here, this fifth book right here, here, here. And I'd like to share this as we're in the fifth book, the second reading from the fifth book. We're at the Hanan, and I beseech, but here we're in the Barim. So some things old, some things new right here. So the good man out of his treasures brings some things old and some things new right here, here, here. To just build on the foundation here of the repetition of the law, Deuteronomy, the Orit Zedagim in the Metzav Kedus, the King of Kings Bible, the Barim, the words, the words, the words, every time I hear the words.
And said he unto them, and said he unto them, and said he unto them, Therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven, 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 then said he unto them, therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven, 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 then said he unto them, therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new, things and old, 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 things new, things and old, 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 new.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Shema Yisrael, hear, O Israel, Shema, Shema, hear, O Rastafari. Right here, here, some things new, some things old, previous recorded, but right here in this season, this time, this is the reason, and here from Devarim. Devarim, the fifth book of Moses, known as Deuteronomy, we call this the Oracles of Hailehem. HSI, Kedamawi, Hadassalasei, the 10 words, and Jawil.
Shalom, Sendet, Shalom. Tisha B'Av, Sameach. Yes, happy Tisha B'Av. Ones might say, what? Isn't that a fast? Yes. Happy, joyful festival. You know what Jah says to I and I in Zechariah. Right, chapter 8 concerning the fast of the fourth month and the fifth month, and this is the fast of the fifth month, the month of Ab, and this day this is the Shabbat Chazon, the Shabbat, the Sabbath of the vision. Right, Father, vision, I and I people, Jah people perish, Father, vision. So what do we need? Right, what do we need?
We need the vision to see, seeing, as you said, this was previously recorded, but the previous Shabbat, the Shabbat Chazon, the Sabbath of the vision, the Tisha B'Av, the fast for the ninth of the fifth moon, the moon of the father, the month of the father, and it corresponds to the birthday of Lid Tefarai, the son of man, the man child in Revelation. So here, for this fifth book here.
To I and I understanding and I and I share this with ones and ones on the TJIF by the previous Thank God Friday. And in I and I first words about both the Eve, because the Eve, the 12th of August in this season, that's the Eve of the Shabbat Chazon, right? And that's the Sabbath of the vision. And also the Tisha B'Av, here's where we fulfill these 3 weeks of sorrow.
Now, also just to note, as you said there, that was from like 2019, 2020 season. But one is in a fuller flow of a reasoning. So share the reasoning here as we are in that season right now, according to the lunar calendar, and here corresponding with the Earth Day of the Man-Child.
Ordinances, right, or the statutes and the ordinances. What are the statutes and ordinances, Wondermoch? You have that in the footer in the Schofield Study Bible under chapter 20 of Exodus. So we have the 10 words, because the reference here, Eleh HaDabarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 1, the key word in this 44th Rastafari Sabbath study, I and I 44th sabbatical, it's the reference here, Devarim or Devarim, but more correctly, Devarim, is to all the ordinances contained in this book. So beginning this book, the fifth book of Moses, known as Deuteronomy, and in the Hebrew, the Masoretic, the Masorah, known as Devarim and called by the Jews Devarim. Devarim. Balmarinya and Amharic in the Book of the Seven Seals of the Conquering Lion of the Tribe of Judah, the Root of David, Karamawi, Han Selassie. In the HSV, we have this as the Kaloch, right? The Kaloch, like the words. These are the words, but the book is known as the Orit, right? The Ethiopic Torah, the Orit, the children of Israel say Torah, and the children of the Ethiopians say Orit. So this book is known as the Orit Zedagim. Orit Zedagim. Orit, the Torah, Ze of Dagim. Dagim is a repetition, Deuteronomy, right? Repetition of the law. So the reference here is to all the ordinances contained in this book, beginning with the Aseret HaDebarim, with the Decalogue, or the Ten Words, known as the Ten Commandments. Now, the Rhema, the Ahununu, the right now word, the Rhema word, is the advice to young people of Aina Abba and Father, of Menachem Ab, right? Ab, Father, Abinu, Abba Tachin. This month is the month of Ab, and it's the month of Ab, and it's the fifth month. So it's the fast of the fifth month that corresponds for significant, a very important day within the revelation and prophecy for I and we from the Old Testament times, beginning actually in the scripture and recorded, right, in the document, in the record, right, in the scripture, with the 10 spies representing the 10 tribes, later on to be the 10 tribes of Israel, right, and later on we can see this difference between the 10 northern tribes called Israel, and later on Samaria, and the southern kingdom known as Yehuda, right, or Judah, right, so we can see this even today with the children of Israel, right, in that northern part of the kingdom, and the southern part of the kingdom with Judah land and even Ethiopia within the Abrahamic context, from the river to the river, right, so we have our Hebrew inheritance, right, along the eastern side of what we know as Africa, East Africa, and Far East Africa, which is the so-called Middle East. Awol, Amen. So we see the connection with His Majesty, and what the Word says that He's the same today, yesterday, and forever, because His advice to young people, right, young people, a new generation, is the very same words that we have here in the Oracle, in Jah Oracle, Debarim, right, the words, the Debar, Debar, word. Now it's interesting because Bemidbar, if we break down that word, Bemidbar, Bamidbar, which was the fourth book of Moses, the previous book that Chazak, be strong, yes I, be strong, right, in Adonai, Jah, Rastafari, and the power of His might for that fulfillment of that fourth book. But that book in the Hebrew, Bamidbar means in the wilderness, but literally if we break it down, Midbar, take off the preposition bar, in, on, we have the word midbar, then midbar, take off the preposition there, we have the me, right, then we have debar, and debar is word. So see how that is in the wilderness, but in a sense of the inner sense, in the wilderness was in the words, in the oracles, because there was a generation that did not hear and receive Shema, right? You know, the oracles that would not hear, would not be obedient, and that generation wandered for 40 years, and here we're with the babes, with the children. The children who the parents said that they would be a spoil. They said they didn't want to go to the Afrikanite lands 40 years ago. And we see this Rhema word, the Ahununu, with the once lost, now found black and brown sheep in the house of Israel. So now many more of our people are saying, why are so-called black Americans or African Americans, or speaking of these lost sheep in the house, see, they don't even know who they are, right? So they really have to, first of all, is the identity. Who are you? Where are you from? How did you get in this condition? What is the truth, right? The true story, the true narrative, both with God, with Elohim, right? And also with man, in the sense of our history, our true story, But here, this is the oracle. This is the oracle. Elah Hadabarim. These are the words. These are the oracles, right? All the ordinances that are contained in this book, the Barim, Deuteronomy, the fifth book of Moses, known as Hadabarim or Debarim, right? It begins with the Ten Commandments. So you have the Shema. Hear what our Abba and Father says, which shows the consistency even in that day, that time, that visitation. I come to shorten those days to set up the Mengist, to set up the Malkut, to set up the kingdom, even in the person of the conquering line, the tribe of Judah, the root of David. But many of them, many of the Israelites, they don't see that. Isn't it interesting, the 10 lying witnesses, what happened to them? What happened to that whole generation? Both then and now. We say both then, and then, and now. Because we're talking about both what's happening today among the children, the faithful children of Ethiopia, such as Ayanai, Rastafari, right, who are of ethnically of Israel, as they are of Israel. But it's the Judah. Right, it's the house of Judah connection. This is what's significant, right? So even in that prophetic word concerning the fast, what is it? Is it Zechariah verse 8 and 14 or 19? Roughly around there. I think it's maybe verse 19, but it speaks about the fast and the fast of the fourth moon, the fast of the fifth moon, right? The fast of the seventh moon and the tenth moon for the house of Yehuda, house of Judah, shall be joy. So we say Tisha B'Av. Sameach, Sameach, happy, happy. See, now, other Jews who call themselves Jews, they might be a little bit confused. Because after all, they did fast with Tammuz, Fireball, Tammuz. No, it's the fast of the fourth moon, the fourth month, right? Which they call the fast of Tammuz. But we burn out Tammuz because of that warning from the prophet, from Ezekiel. Right? So hear the word Shema, hear the words of the prophets and prosper. But here's the groundation here, the Barim. Right? This is the groundation. So the Ten Commandments are significant. Because our Abba and Father says, well, he's asked, what advice would you give to young people of this generation? You know, read and study for yourself. But he said to fulfill, that's the key, to fulfill the Ten Commandments. Well, how do we fulfill? Can we fulfill the Ten Commandments under the Galui Kidan, under the so-called Old Testament only? No, we cannot. Only the Shem Yeshua, right? Only in the Moshiach, right? And as we study, we can see that even the Old Testament, so-called, or the Torah, is a foreshadowing of that which is fulfilled, right, in the Moshiach, Yeshua, the Bein HaElohim Hayim, right, in the Messiah, Yeshua, right, in the Messiah, Jesus, Isus, Jesus, right, some in the world call him Jesus, but more correctly it's Jesus, right, get away from that Zeus stuff right there, Jesus. So some of these laws, like some of these ordinances, it's key that we keep in mind ordinances. So what are the key words? Well, the key words, remember, it's the words. So what are the key words in Devarim, in the words? Well, the key opening words, first of all, is the ordinances, right? Because the reference to Ele Devarim, HaDevarim, is these are the words. Right, what words? Well, speaking of these ordinances that are contained in this book, right? The Ten Commandments is one of those key words, the Ten Words, the Decalogue, right? Now, some of these, right, ordinances or statutes. What is a statute? A statute and the ordinances, ordinance and statute in the Hebrew and in the Royal Amharic, the pure language in the Ethiopic, is basically one and the same, but the translators sometimes translate one or the other way. So we gave the reference to, in the Scofield Study Bible, the old Scofield Study Bible, the footnote under chapter 20 of Exodus really breaks down the tripartite or the trinity, the tripartite nature of HaTorah, that the Torah is in three parts. The first part is the commandment, right, which represents the pure will of HaShem, Baruch Hu, HaElohim, right, our Abba and Father, the pure will of the Father, right, of Ha'av. Then we have the statutes, right, which are also called the ordinances. And now these govern the spiritual, or you can say the religious life, right, of the Beit Israel, of Israel, of Jah people. Then thirdly, we have the judgments, right, the judgments, which govern the relationship of Hebrew, right, to Hebrew, or the relationship of brother to brother, right, or Haberim, Haber to Haber, of the Haberim, Shalom, Haberim, Shalom, Lehitarot, peace, friends, peace, till we meet again, right, on Mount Zion, right, because this is where the Aliyah, the going up. Now, the key words here so far, right, speak about the ordinances, the statutes. So we need to get a definition. So when it says that the reference here in Devarim is to all the ordinances contained in this book, so I was to ask you, well, what are the ordinances, or describe what an ordinance is. In your reasoning, you should be able to connect, first of all, that in the translation, ordinance and statutes in many of the places is one and the same word. Now, we didn't even bring out going into all the Hebrew and those footers right there, because it's from low degree to high degree, a basic step, to know that the ordinances and the statutes, they govern the religious or the spiritual life of Jah people. Very, very important, because we speak about the ordinances, right? His statutes, his order, keeping good order, let all things be done decently and in order. Alright, so some of the key words. So what we're receiving here is a rhema word, right, and bringing out from our studies and seeing the revelation, because the connection of this book, Devarim, to the 10 words, the 10 commandments, as a very central repetition of the law, right, that repetition, that Zedagim, that Orit, in this part of the Orit, in the Orit Zedagim, in the Torah of the repetition, right? So some of these have been previously recorded in the other book, some of the ordinances contained in this book of the Torah, of the Orit, and are now repeated. That's the key word, that repetition, Zedagim, Deuteronomy, are repeated for the benefit. Here's the key. Why are we repeating this? For the benefit. It's like it's broadcasted again for the benefit of the Hadith Tulid. Hadith Toldot. Hadith Tulid. For the new, right, the Hadith Tulid, the new generation. So, the advice to who? Young people. I think, what does Oswald Hoffman, I think he asks His Majesty, as a mature Christian, what will be your advice as a mature? That's the key. So we can grow in grace and in the knowledge of Adonai Yeshua HaMashiach, Gitachini, Jesus Christ, I and I, Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen. So the ordinances are being recorded, that were recorded in the other books, are repeated here for the benefit of a new generation which was about to enter, to possess, right, to claim it, name it, and claim it, to possess the Canaan, to possess the land grant of that promised land, right? Now, other statutes or ordinances, right, are repeated because of additional details. So some of them were repeated before, but here we get additional details. So let's pay attention to the additional details and to also points of elucidation, points of enlightenment, more light, that connection with His Majesty, our Father, Kedemawe Hala Selassie, speaking to a new generation, young people, and saying to them to fulfill the 10, right, fulfill the 10 commands. Right, very much key. Right, this is what I follow, what he follow. Would the Almighty, right, would Elohim follow the 10 words? Would he walk in that? Would he keep that? Well, of course, because he's revealing to us his will, to make our wills obedient. right? We talk about making our wills obedient and repeating the teaching of His Majesty. We have to see the context here with the Ten Commandments, the Asarat HaDebarim, or the Ten Words, right? Otherwise known, better known as the Ten Words. Now, there are some commandments which are reported for the first time we find in Deuteronomy, such as those related to divorce and Levirate marriage and others. That's just an example. Although these two have been received by Moses either on Sinai, Mount Sinai, or in the tent of the meeting, the tent of the appointment, the tent of the meeting, the Moed, right? That tent, that tabernacle, that chapel. When we say Salase is the chapel, could we look at the threefold, the trifold division of the tabernacle, the outer court, that first room, and then the innermost sanctuary, the Holy of Holies, where is the Aron HaKadosh, or the Isla, the Holy Ark. So these additional, right, were received by Moses either on Sinai or in the tent of the meeting during the first year after departure from Mitzrayim. So here we're about like 40 years later, and these have to be repeated, right, the redundancy, right, the repetition, right, even for I and I and we in I and I studies. We talk about the Talmud, right, the Talmud, the Limudai, the disciples, the word for disciple from the Ethiopic Lemedet, to become accustomed to. That's the Hebrew Lemed. Lamed in the Hebrew is like education and to learn. That's how it's translated and interpreted. But in the older, the Afro-Shemitic, the Ethiopic, the pure Ethiopic, it means to become accustomed to habituate. Right, to become something, to become a habitual, right, in our studies, because we find that as we go over it, we both begin to be able to enjoy Jah's view and see it Jah's way, right, as well as things become more refined. So it's both our knowledge of what happened, say, then, but then we begin to get wise, hopefully pray for wisdom, the Ruach HaKodesh, to be wise to salvation, because wisdom, Chokmah, right, Tibet, Sophia, right, is justified by all her children, saith Adonenu, Reboni, Yeshua, right, I and I master, right, our Torah, master of masters, Yeshua HaMoshiach. So now, this explains, as we mentioned before, the absence from the entire book of a very usual formula that is found in the other books of Torah. And that formula is the one that reads, and the Lord spoke to Moses saying, speak to the children of Israel. That's one of the formulas we don't find in Deuteronomy, nor do we find the other formula, command the Bnei Yisrael, command the children of Israel. So those two formulas, and Jah spoke to Moses saying, speak to the children of Israel, or command the children of Israel, are not found in Orit Zedagim, are not found in Debarim, are not found in the fifth book of Moses, the book of Deuteronomy. Now, as intimated in verse 5, as well as in chapter 4, verse 44, 444 there, that sign of the Redeemer when you get into some of the numerics, right, the 444 there. The main part of the book begins with what? The Asarat HaDebarim. Begins with the 10 words known as, Sudonu mostly known as the 10 Commandments, but the 10 words. Asarat HaDebarim. Because actually, in all actuality, it's one command. 10 words is one command. That's brought out more by James in the Epistle of James. He said, if you break one, you break all. Because if you break one part of the word, you break that. You still break the commandment because it's one command. Right? So it begins with the 10 commandments. What precedes is an introduction in which Moshe, coming to the fulfillment of his ministry, right, coming to his, what is, 120, right, he admonishes, right, he rebukes, he warns, he exhorts, but he admonishes Jah people. He admonishes this new generation to learn from the bitter mistakes of the past. And also we need to be admonished as well. Oh, once lost, now found, black and brown sheep of the house of Israel. We need to be admonished concerning the mistakes, you know, of the past, to learn from that. That's why it says that the scripture was written, right, for our instruction, to instruct us. So our study, right, our reading and feeding and our gathering and our assembly together, whether on the ear and in the irid or in the twos and threes, right, in the community or in our families or in our gathering, because that's church in the principle, the spiritual principle, right? So Moses admonishes our people, and he also recalls Hashem's mercy, his chesed, his mercy, chesed, the chesedim, his chesed, his mercy toward them. Now, let's just scroll forward to verse 5. Verse 5 says this right here. It says, beyond Jordan, Jordanos, in the land of Moab, took Moses, Moshe, upon him to expound this law, saying, this is very key, to expound. Moses took it upon himself to do what? Moses took it upon himself to expound that law? No, this, right, this law, right, this Torah, this law he took it upon him to expound as saying, and this is where it begins from verse 6, right? So we have right here, let's see, we have the first 5, we get to 6 verses. Well, let's go to verse 5 for a moment quickly here. It says, this is the KJV. The KJV reads, on this side, Jordan. The Hebrew translates more to the effect of beyond Jordan. Because remember, they reached the river Jordan and they turned back. They reached the river Jordan and you turn back. You know, reach the river Jordan. And, so this is beyond, verse 5, beyond the Jordan. So we're studying the Chumash here and the Hebrew a little more directly. You know, it has the Hebrew there on, you know, on the right-hand side in the English. But we compare that, contrast it with our basic scriptural point of reference, and that's the KJB or the KJV, right? Just been informed that some say KJV, King James Bible, or the KJV, the King James Version says, on this side, Jordan, in the land of Moab, or Moab, began Moses to declare this law, saying, all right, so two or three witnesses so far, right? We have the Chumash from the Hebrew, right? And then we also have, right, the English, and we also have the differences within the translations, right? You know, Be'aber, Be'aber Ha Yardan, right? Beyond, crossing over, Be'aber, Be'aber Ha Yardan, or Yardan, Yardan. Yardane, Jordan, Yadi, Yardane, Jordan, Bamarinya, Nemetaf Kedusa Negusa Neges, Besama'ab, Willet Memphis Kedusa Haru, Amlak. It says, it reads in the Mila, Be Jordanos Mado, Be Jordanos Mado. So Be Jordanos Mado, that would be in that construction, Be Jordanos Mado, on the other side. So that agrees with the Hebrew. But now when it reads on this side, what does it say in the KJV? It says on this side. There is really no idea of this there. So, you know, I know there's a lot of people KJV, King James only, but don't be a bibliolater. What's a bibliolater? One who worships just the physical book, right? The book is not the word of God. The book is that witness, is that testimony. The word of Elohim is his son, right? Is our Savior. Is Moshe'enu, Yeshua HaMoshiach. He is the word, right? He is the word of Elohim. So thus he is that primary, that first logos, that first logic, that first oracle, right? So I want you to get that right there. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with Elohim, with Elohim, and the word was Elohim, the word, and the word took on the tabernacle, right? The tent, the tabernacle of the carnation or the incarnation, took on flesh and dwelt amongst us. So we have the Bamarinya it reading, the Yordanos Mado, the Moab, Midar Muse and Dibelo, Yehitchen Hig, Yegalit Jemmer. Now the King James says to declare, right, to declare. KJV says to declare this law. Right? The Chumash of the Hebrew or the Synagogue Torah here, it says to expound this law. Bamarinya, according to the Metaf Kedus, the pure language, the book of the seven seals of the line of the tribe of Judah, it says this right here. It says, it uses the word Yigelet Jemma, Yigelet, to reveal. That's interesting. Now we have declare, but declare takes on an idea like he just was declaring, but expound, right? Expound. What do we have here in the Hebrew? Be'aber ha-yardain, be'eret Moab. What it says right here, Moab. Okay, Moab, Hoel. Is it Hoel? Or Hoel? Right, or Hoel, Moshe, Hoel, Moshe, Be'er, Et, Ha-Torah, Ha-Zot, Lemor, Ha-Zot. So, to expound, Et, Aleph Tav Et HaTorah HaZot. HaTorah HaZot. This Torah. Right? Yehichin Nahig. This law. So, this is an important part with the introduction into Eleh HaDabarim. Right? It's, he took. What it says, he took. He did what? He took. Right? It says, took Moses upon him. Took Moses. This time Moses expounded. He expounded what? Torah. He expounded Torah to Israel of his own accord. It was not by divine or divine command, because he could have expounded because Jah told him to expound. Jah said, go into this. Right? As many times Jah would say to I and I in spirit, his spirit testify of I and I spirit, go into this. And it was expound to them, right? But this time Moses took it upon himself, not by divine commandment or divine commandment, but he took it upon himself, right? So let's get into this right here, declare. We'd like to look at this word right here. What is the key word in the Hebrew? This is how we study, brothers and sisters. This is how we study to declare. Right, so we have in Deuteronomy 1 and 5, the word declare is the word ba'ar. Ba'ar, or ba'wa, ba'ar, ba'er, ba'er, ba'ar. Right, ba'ar, ba'ar, it says, ba'ar, it says to make plain, to distinct, to make clear, yigelet. Yigelet is very good there, yigelet. So expound, yes. And declare, if you know declare in its primary sense, to make clear, to declare, letters on a tablet, that's the sense of it, be'ar is like letters on a tablet, right? Now we have, what technology we have today, we have tablets, right? Come down from the mountain, we have these tablets, this technology, but the letters on the tablet, the two tablets, right? What does these letters mean? Right now, when we get further into the root, this is the primitive root, the air. So we look at the Torah, we look at the text right here, right? We look at the text right here, and hold on for a moment. Yeah. What does it say right here? Where's the word be'er? Right, where we saw it right here. So he took upon himself, right, he took upon himself to declare, right, to declare, to make clear. Yeah, here goes be'er. It says, ho'il, right, or hawa'il, hawa'il, right, hawa'il, hawa'el, Moshe, be'er, right, be'er. Right, et ha Torah hazot lemor. It says that it took Moses, right, hoil Moshe, right, upon him, right. Moses took upon it be'er, right, be'er, to expound et this ha Torah aleph tav, right, this Torah hazot. Right, hazot, zot is like this, hazot. So it's like saying, the Torah, the Torah, the this, le amor, amare, amare, amhara, amare, right, le mor, le amar, le amar, right, saying, right. So he took upon him, right, he took upon him of his own accord to expound ha Torah to Israel. It was not by divine command, but it's basically the Hebrew verb can also mean in that sense, what it means took. He desired, right? He desired to do what? To expound. So the be'er from ba'ar in the Hebrew, ba'ar means to dig. By analogy, it means to engrave. Figuratively, it means to explain, you get it to explain, to declare, to make plain. Right, but now the context of this, when we look at the PL of the verb ba'ar, is to make plain, distinct, to make clear, to declare, make clear, declare, right, clear the ear, declare, but it's the letters on a tablet. So he was explaining these hieroglyphic, right, the Hebrew, the Aperu hieroglyphic engravings, right, on the tablets, what they meant, because remember, it begins off at the reference is to all the ordinances contained in the book, this book right here, beginning with the Aseret HaDebarim, the 10 words. So the 10 words, Debarim equals the 10 commands, what they call the 10 commands, or the 10 words. Debarim, right? So if somebody says, Ele HaDebarim, these are the words, what does it mean? Oh, well, it means you're talking about this or that, but in the primary, the first sense, it is the commandments, the 10 words. As His Majesty's advice to a new generation, as Moses was giving advice to a new generation, and just another ahununu, a right now connection, a rhema word connection. If you look at the autobiography of His Majesty, he would tell Naya Ethiopia Rimja, my life in Ethiopia, Ethiopia's progress, or literally Ethiopia on the march. Remember, Israel stopped wandering after the death of Ha'aron and now began to march forward, right? Now it's taking determined effort, but there's also this new generation. Because we're also going to find out about the men of war. The men of war had to die off. Jah wanted the men of war dead. He wanted them dead. He wanted them dead and on. Right, so this is kind of interesting because a lot of ones will brag themselves in their thuggery and being Batman and Batman and Bat. Well, he says something very interesting about these and those, right? Especially in this particular Torah portion, we find that as well, where it speaks about the men of war, right? What happens to the men of war? Right, the men of war. He says, is it over here? Well, he mentions the spies, how they brought back the false report. And then you remember when they had went up against the Amorites and Moses said that, you know, I'm not amongst you, to say that he who be who he be is not, I'm not going with you in that. But they said, oh, we can do it. And they wanted to show themselves, you know, to distinguish themselves. Like a lot of blind black Hebrew Israelites, and it says right here, it says, and Jah said to me, say to them, go not up, neither fight. Don't go against the Amorites.
Don't go up against the Anglo-Americans. Don't go up against so-called white supremacy in the way that you're doing. For I am not among you, lest y'all be smitten before your enemies. So I spoke to you, Moses is recalling here. This is in Deuteronomy chapter 1 at verse 40, 42, 43. He says, so I spoke to y'all, and y'all hearkened, y'all didn't shema, but y'all rebelled against the commandment of Yahweh. Really, he says, et pi Yahweh, in other words, against the mouth, the pay, the af, against the afe, Yahweh. Right, you're rebelled against the mouth, the word, the mouth, and were presumptuous and went up into the hill country, going up in those high places. Like we see a lot of ones want to go, oh, we're going to represent the Israelites before the United Nations, and we're speaking with, you got to watch that on a certain level, but we'll go through that, right? So it speaks about, and the Amorites that dwelt in that hill country, they came out against you and chased you as bees do, as bees. A little pun here, right? Because the ha deborim, it speaks about the bees. So we have deborim, the words, and deborim, the deborim and deborim. So they came out against you as bees do and beat you down. They got to beat down, in Seir. Seir, that's where Esau. So even Esau saw us get beat down like that. Even to Hormah. Right? And then they returned and they cried about it. You know how niggas are. They can return and later on and it's interesting the instructions given here. Right? The particular instructions given here. We're trying to get to that verse over here where he talks about the men of war. Right, until the men of war, until they perished. Right, until the men of war perished and everything. And then, after that, they were then ready to go forward. Right, until the men of war, because they were warriors. They wanted to fight. They wanted to bang, but not in order. They were out of order. So because they were out of order, you know, John, he specifically says how he caused them to die off. So he's speaking to the children, actually, of those who their fathers, being men of war, had died off, and John is saying, yeah, that's right, I did that, and this is the reason why I did that, right? Because they were men of war, right? They were good for war, but for John's purpose, they were good for nothing. But he did allow them a 40-year reprieve. He didn't smite them all at one time. You know what I mean? He it's like a delayed judgment. So they did the bid. So the Israelites were doing a bid for 40 years. So if we ask, well, what happened from 40 years ago? Well, I guess our parents have given us a bid, you know, and we're basically on the tail end of that 40-year bid right there. But we'll get into some of the details of this. There's a lot of very interesting and relevant details here, right? Both from then, and now. In other words, then is the Torah, then is like 40 or so years ago, and now is, well, of course, is right now. So there's a new generation, there's a new host, there's a new army that's being drafted and conscripted. And this new generation is composed of the children of the previous generation. So it's kind of, it's mad interesting because we look at ourselves and maybe our parents and our parents' parents, or at least over the past 40 years, some of us are able to see that perspective. Some of y'all are more of maybe the, you know, a new generation right now, but y'all can, as we study this, you'll be able to see more of the correspondence, because there are principles here, right? Or we could say, some say principles, but we're saying principles in the sense of princes shall come out of Egypt. And Hebrews, the epistle to the Hebrews says that, you know, we need to be taught what be the first principles of the oracles, the Debrei, the Debarim, will be the first principles of the oracles of Ha Elohim, of Hashem, of Kenamawi Halasalati. So let me ask you, just on the summary right here, what be the first principle of Abatachin Kenamawi Halasalati, Wendemoch? According to his will. Alright, we seek to fulfill his will. Alright, seek to fulfill the will of Negusa Neges the Ethiopia, the will of Moa Anbesa the Negeta Yehuda, the will of Garmawi Kadamawi Hala Selassie, Shiyumeg Ziavia. What is the first principle of his will? Can anyone answer? We've been giving it forward. It's the 10 words, the 10 commandments. So we see both in the Torah, in his glory. He said, for my part, I glory in the Bible. So as we study the Bible, we can see that revelation within the script, right, within what is written through the Spirit and in the truth. Both studying John's word in spirit and in truth, his spirit testifying, his irid in I and I irid, right, the Holy Spirit, the spirit of truth, as well as studying the history, studying the historical. See, because he says that God and history will judge. Because that's what we're coming to right now. That fulfillment, because judgment must first come to the house of Elohim. And if it comes to we, first and foremost, well, where will those who do not obey the gospel about the good news of the King of Kings, Christ, the Mashiach, Yeshua, to the glory of I and I, Abba and Father. So, with that, we're going to sum up right here for right now, just touching on some basics, because there's much that's contained here, but let's go through it in first things first. Debarim, the words. The words. In what sense do we have the words, the oracles? And then we'll connect some of the other scriptures with the New Testament. We've been referring to the epistle of James as well as the epistle to the Hebrews. Some of y'all might know those verses, but for the new generation, it is necessary, as we begin Orit Zedagim, the Torah of the repetition, and Deuteronomy, that we repeat, that we go over, right, that this be repeated for the benefit of even this new generation amongst I and I, Rastafari, and among the faithful children of the Ethiopians. Well, Amen, are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, saith Yahweh, he who be who he be, his divine majesty, Kadamawi, Haile Selassie, Xavier Yemeske, Simu Yitbarek, Le'ul Yitbarek, Geta Yitbarek. Amen and Amen.
And said he unto them, and said he unto them, and said he unto them, therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven, 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 and said he unto them, therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven, 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 then said he unto them, therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new, things and old, new, things and old, new, things and old, new, things.
Dr. Umar Johnson. Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters. Let me say this unequivocally. Had it not been for the Rastafari movement, Garvey and Garveyism may have been lost to history. It was the formation and the creation and the manifestation of Rastafari philosophy, thought, in spirituality and theosophy that led to the rebirth of the serious study and investigation into the life and works of the most honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey, the provisional president of Africa. So I have to shout out the Bobo Shanti Rastafari. I have to shout out the 12 tribes Rastafari. Okay, I have to shout out the Ethiopian World Federation Rastafari and all the houses of Rastafari, not to leave any of them out. Much respect to all the Rasta, but of course, Dr. Umar Johnson, Naya Bingi Rasta as well. But of course, Dr. Umar Johnson is most closely affiliated with the Bobo Shanti Rastafari because they have elevated the most honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey to the level of a deity. In Bobo Shanti Rastafari Trinity, the honorable Marcus Garvey is in a trinity. In a trinity, along with His Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I, and of course, King Emmanuel Charles Edwards, the founder of the Bobo Shanti Rastafari House. So I have to thank Rastafari for not only reawakening the Pan-African world to Garveyism, but turning Garveyism into a serious spiritual movement. That's a whole nother level when you deify an ancestor. And the Bobo Shanti have deified an ancestor. So we talk about God being black and the Trinity being black. There is no blacker spiritual movement than what you find with King Emmanuel Charles Edwards, His Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie, and of course the Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey. So shout out to the Rasta.
May I say it non-apologetically, you know, Rastafari is the answer.
Because those that run Africa have ruined it. They're very selfish. They're very corrupt. They treat their people like dirt. They don't want to stand up and fight. There are Rastas in Trinidad and in Jamaica. They want to go back to Shashamani because the land was set aside for us by Emperor Haile Selassie, the only person that ever did that openly. The Ethiopians hated him for that. Why you think he didn't really get respect in Ethiopia? Because his love for black people outside of Ethiopia. Okay? We're going to get into that whole hate of Haile Selassie and what that was about in a whole video just by itself. And I'm going to show you how people were totally out of line with that, especially when it was Tedros that did all that fighting the Italians the first time. It was Ras Makonnen, which is Emperor Haile Selassie's father. The only reason you even had Ethiopia, the only reason Ethiopia was the only state, the only country in Africa that was independent. And it was Haile Selassie that set up the Organization of African Unity. And it was Haile Selassie that Malcolm X got the Organization of African American Unity from. Keep it real. Who did Malcolm X get that from? If Haile Selassie started the OAU, who did Malcolm X get the OAAU from? But we're going to get into that. Y'all always want to talk about don't diss your elders, but here you are dissing His Imperial Majesty, the King of Kings, which is the elder over the elders. But we're going to get into that later. But look at Ethiopia now. Why would I go to Ethiopia? Look at the old flag. Now look at the new flag.
Unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we passed through to search it is an exceeding good land. The land which we passed through to search it is an exceeding good land. is an exceeding good and 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 exceeding.
And they spake to all the company of the Bnei Yisrael, saying, the land which I pass through to search it, to tour it, is an exceeding good land. The land. Why Yomru il kol edata bnei Yisrael leimor ha aretz asher abarnu bach la tur Ota, Oba, Ha Aretz, Mod, Oba, Ha Aretz, Mod, Oba, Ethiopia.
There's a lot of work to be done. Oh gosh, give the promised land. Lots of work to be done, oh gosh, in the promised land, in the promised land.
Yes. Toba, I'd like to share that as well from the Masoretic Hebrew, Toba, Etovia, Etoba, Ethiopia, the linguistics here linking to the ancient name of Ethiopia, and also bringing out the reason why His Majesty said that the country will no longer be called Abyssinia, but the name from now on is Ethiopia. Yes, I. So here for the today's daily psalm, let I and I pray right here, Psalm 141, Amharic verse. That's right. English in ya. English. Rise up the chant.
Pray.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. For thee as incense. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. As incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Before thee as incense. Prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
Psalm 141. Lord, I cry unto thee. Make haste unto me. Give ear unto my voice when I cry unto thee. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips.
Incline not my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men that work iniquity. And let me not eat of their dainties. Let the righteous smite me. It shall be a kindness. And let him reprove me. It shall be an excellent oil which shall not break my head. For yet my prayer also shall be in their calamity. When their judges are overthrown in stony places, they shall hear my words, for they are sweet. Our bones are scattered at the grave's mouth, as when one cutteth and cleaveth wood upon the earth. But mine eyes are unto thee, O God the Lord. In thee is my trust. Leave not my soul destitute. Keep me from the snares which they have laid for me, and the gins of the workers of iniquity. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, whilst that I withal escape. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. 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 Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. For 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 thee as incense.
And here, 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 another verse in Amharic. Yes, I.
Psalm 141. Lord, I cry unto thee. Make haste unto me. Give ear unto my voice when I cry unto thee. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. 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 Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. For 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 thee as incense.
Mezmur 140. Beqindif 141. Yedawit Mezmur. አቤቱ ወደ አንተ ጮህ ስማኝ ወደ አንተ ጮህም የልመናዬን ቃል አድምጥ ጸሎቴን በፊትህ እንደ ዕጣን ተቀበልልኝ እጅ መንሳቴም እንደ ሰርክ መስዋዕት ትሁን አቤቱ ለአፍ የጠባቂ አኑር የከንፈሮቼንም መዝጊያ ጠብቅ ልቤን ወደ ክፉ ነገር አትመልሰው አመጽን ከሚያደርጉ ሰዎች ጋር ለኃጢአት ምክንያት እንዳልሰጥ ከምርጦቻቸውም ጋር አልተባበር ጻድቅ በምህረት ይገስጸኝ ይዝለፈኝም የኃጢአተኛ ዘይት ግን ራሴን አይቅባ ጸሎቴ ገና በክፋታቸው ላይ ነውና ኃያላኖቻቸው በዓለት አጠገብ ተጣሉ ጣፋጭ ናትና ቃሌን ይሰማሉ በምድር ላይ እንደተሰነጠቀ እንደ መሬት ጓል እንዲሁ አጥንቶቻችን በሲኦል ተበተኑ አቤቱ ጌታ አይኖቼ ወደ አንተ ናቸውና በአንተ ታመኑ ነፍሴን አታውጣት ከሰወሩብኝ ወጥመድ አመፅንም ከሚያደርጉ ሰዎች እንቅፋት ጠብቀኝ እኔ ብቻዬን እስካልፍ ድረስ ኃጢአተኞች በወጥመዳቸው ይውደቁ
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. 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 Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. For thee as incense. For thee as... Psalm 141. Lord, I cry unto thee. Make haste unto me. Give ear unto my voice when I cry unto thee. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Incline not my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men that work iniquity. And let me not eat of their dainties. Let the righteous smite me. It shall be a kindness. And let him reprove me. It shall be an excellent oil which shall not break my head. For yet my prayer also shall be in their calamities. When their judges are overthrown in stony places, they shall hear my words, for they are sweet. Our bones are scattered at the grave's mouth, as when one cutteth and cleaveth wood upon the earth. But mine eyes are unto thee, O God the Lord, in thee is my trust. Leave not my soul destitute. Keep me from the snares which they have laid for me, and the gins of the workers of iniquity. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, whilst that I withal escape.
Yes, hear. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrew, Psalm 141. And that right there on the Amharic was Jonas Afwerk. Usually it's Abraham Chebuda, but there on the reed is Jonas Jonah in the English. Jonas Afwerk, Afa, mouth of work, gold, meaning Scorby, Alexander Scorby in the dove. In the black Uhuru dove, let us make I and I pray. Here. And the emphasis on the connection of the Aishans and prayer. As today's daily psalm is a prayer against sinners, against uckers. Here. Have 22 minutes before we get into the grace period of the podcast. So those in the live stream that would seek to give ear and hear the full of full. Call in. Fully catch it on the replay.
You know, while these supplies here and there last, yes, I, Rastafari. So call in. 515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761. We have like about minutes before we go into the grace period of this.
David, Adonai kirati chachur shali, adina koli bekori lach, tikon tefilati kitoret lefanecha, matat kapay min hat ha'arev, shita Adonai shomera lefi, nitzerad lal sefatai, adat libi ledavar ra, nitolel alilot beresha, et ishim pa leaven, ולחם ממנעה מהם, יהן מני צדיק חסד ויוכיחני, שמן ראש על יני ראשי כאודו תפילתי ברעותיהם, נשמיתו בידי סלע שופף, שמרו אמרי קינה אמו, כמו עוף עולה ובוקע בארץ, נפזרו עצמנו לפי שאול, כי אליך אלוהים אדוני עיניי. כך עשיתי על תיאר נפשי, אומרני מידי פח נרקשו לי, מוקשות פה על האבן, יפלו במחמורה ושעים, יחד אנוכי עד ערבו.
Aleph, Mizmor Kof, Mim Aleph, Mizmor Le David, Yahweh, Keratika Hushali, Hazina Koli, De Tariyalak, Psalm of David. This is a prayer against the sinners, the Akers. We have Psalm Kof Mem Aleph, Psalm CXLI, Psalm 141. A sufferer from his fellow man's sinful akful action offers a prayer to Phila for her Elohim, her El, the true good, the true God's help, that he and we may not, I and I selves, that he may not himself fall through chat yad, hachet, through akari, through sin, through fukuri, through retaliation. Now the text, it presents, they say, no internal evidence, today's daily psalm, as his date and the remarks on the preceding psalm, of Maim, Kof Mem, Psalm CXL, Psalm 140, prayer for protection and detection. So here we have in Sefer Tehillim a point of reference to the preceding psalm for today's daily psalm. So we have 141, 141, and 140 connected, and the remarks are said to apply also to this psalm. Just a note right here. So we have the first section right here, today's daily psalm right here, a supplication for divine aid right here. So here we have the first four verses, supplication. And the connection also with the Aishans, the incense, the Aishans offering, right? Even in the new way, right? You know, the new and the living way, renewed, right? The renewed covenant. Here we have Mizmor Kof Mem Aleph, Mizmor Ledawi, Yahweh Ratika, Hushali Ha'azina Koli, Dik Ariya Lak, Tikona Tefilati, Kit Oreta Lefaneka, Masa'ata Kapaya Minachata Arev. May my prayer be set forward, Tikon Tefilati. May my Tefila, may my prayer be set forth as incense, as aishans, Tikon Tefilati, Kitoret, Litfaneka, before the eye and in the eye's presence. Masa'ata kapai, the lifting up of kapai, my hand, kapai. Masa'ata kapai, the lifting up of my hands, minchat, the arev. The lifting up of my hands as the evening, the arev in the Hebrew, the arev. So we have the minchat, the minkat, minchat, the arev. The evening sacrifice, the evening offering. Now here, just zoom in on this second verse, this verse right here. May my prayer be set forward as Aishans. So the connection of the Aishans, learning to read the Hebrew sign language, the connection of the Aishans, and prayer. We also have this in Revelation, the connection of the Aishans and the prayer, the connection of incense, the lifting up. Right, the lifting up of the Aishans as it rises to the higher heights. And also the transmutation, right, when we start to look at the divine science of it, you know, the science, the knowledge, what we get to know, you know, from one state, the fire, the burning, the offering, the incense, transmuting it to another state, as it were, to a more refined state, or one may say a more spirit. Literally, you know, the burning of Aishans is burning it from the five cycle state and it being transmuted, right, to a spiritual state. And we get into the roots, get out of the spookism and get into what they call the scientia, the scientia, or Hebraically the da'at, yada, to know. So we have this and these two verses, very interesting two verses right here. And the third verse, Aleph Beit the Gimel, the Hebraic ABG, so Ethiopically, the Abugi da Hewizo, as we recognize the Hebrew Aleph Beit, right, even in the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, the Highland. Are ye not as the children of Ethiopian, to me, O children of Israel? So we have right here, we have the third verse right here, Shitah Yahweh Shamrah Lifti, set a guard, O Yahweh Jehovah, to my mouth. Lifti, set a guardian, a guardian over my mouth. So this psalm, a prayer against sinners, is one particular theme, also an evening prayer for sanctification and protection, for sanctification. So here at the third verse, set, O Yahweh, a watch, a guard for my mouth, the fi, pointed here, the fi. Shitah Yahweh Shamrah Lifi Nitzarah Al Dal Sifatai, and a door, a citadel for my mouth, or keep a watch, keeping a watch, Nitzarah, also the Nazir, that connection, Nazir, Nazar, guard, to guard, Nitzarah, a guard, Al Dal, over the door, the Dal, Al Dal, Al Dal Sifatai, the door of Sifatai, the door of my lips, all in connection right here with this evening. This evening, very clearly, an evening psalm, a psalm of sanctification, setting apart right here in the first verses, the supplication for the divine aid, the guidance, as overall the prayer protection, but the guidance, right? Guidance and protection, guidance and protection right here. So here we have the third verse, but there's one more verse that completes the opening portion of today's daily psalm. A very, very important foundation, even for Aishans, the lifting up of the hands, seeing the Hebrew and the Hebraic and the ancient sign language. Here we have the fourth verse, Al Tatalvi, Al Tatalvi. Incline not my heart, lidabar ra'a, to any evil ra'a, right? Ra'a, evil thing, dabar, matter. Do not incline my heart. Do not incline, you should not turn aside my heart to the words of ratchetness. Literally, we bring out the words, the dabara. Dabara'a, al-tataliviya l-dabara'a, l-hita olela elilota bi-reisha, to be occupied in the deeds of wickedness, of ratchetness, or another way of bringing it out, to practice deeds of wickedness, ratchetness, with men and people, right, with the men that work iniquity, eta ishima po ele aven, eta ishim, the ishima po ele aven, the aven, as it's pointed in Hebrew, aven, the iniquity with men that work to practice deeds of righteousness, with men that do iniquity, antiquity, and do not let or allow I to eat of their delicacies, and make I not eat of their dainties. Ubala. Elham, elham, elham. Ubala, elham, elham. Bi mana amehem. Bi mana amehem. Mana mehem, their choice ones, and in no way shall I associate myself with their choice ones or to eat, to partake of their delicacies. So that's the opening. First four verses of Mizmor Kof Meim Aleph, today's daily psalm, or Psalm 141. Then we have verses 5 to 7. May he not reject, and may I not reject sound reproof. Sound reproof in verses 5 to 7. 5 to 7. 8 to 10, fulfilling today's daily psalm with a prayer. The prayer, once again, here is renewed. But here, once again, just zooming in on the opening of today's daily psalm and the connection with the altar of Aishans. Very, very important connection, the altar of Aishans. And giving a core reflection on the pattern of prayer and even the connection of the Aishans, the incense, the Aishans, the Kana, Bosom, right? Bosom in the Hebrew, Bosom or Besom, Besom, sweet Kana. Alright, so here, once again, today's daily psalm is more lit Dawid Yahweh Keratika Hushali Yahweh Jehovah, I've called thee. Keratika, I've called on the ka, on the I male. Hushali, make haste, husha, it almost like a rush, the idea, husha, make haste, husha, make hush, hasten to I, hushali. Hazina koli, hazina, give ear, broaden the ear. Even that gesture where you put your hand to the ear to broaden the ear when you say, huh, like you're leaning in, you're inclining in to listen to somebody, that's the exact, right, that's the exact, we could say, Hebrew sign language right here, and right there with the hand to the ear, ha'azina, koli, my word, my voice, incline thine ear to my voice, bi-kari, alak, bi Kari, when I call, be in by way of Kari, when I kara, when I kala, when I call out, when I shout out, be Kari, a lock to the I, Tikon. May it be counted, may it be straightened, may it be counted, may it be in essence set, as we have some of the translation, Tikon, Tifilati, my tefillah, my prayer, right, from the Hebrew, Falal, prayer, tefillah, Tifilati, Tikona, Tifilati, Ketoreta, Litfaneka, Ketoret, we have the Ketoret, the Aishans, the Ketoret, right, the Ketoret as Aishans, my prayer, the prayer and the Aishans connection, the Tefilati and the Ketoret, Lifaneka, in the eyes, presence, perception, speaking to Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch HaShem. Baruch Hashem, blessed be the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name, and hear the lifting up of the hands. Masa'ata kapai, minakat, minchata arev. The lifting up of my hands, put your hands up, the raising of my hands, the kapai. It's actually more like the palms in the raising up of the kapai, the kaf, kap, the palms. You have the yad, the hand, the fist, the kaf, kapai, the lifting up, the raising up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
So here, going to the first four verses of today's daily psalm according to the royal order, the ancient order, Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek. We have 141, and the emphasis on, I think, the second verse in English, the second verse, bringing out the Aishans, that connection, that new covenant. What's interesting there is that David Jesse, that would be his name if one's had a last name, their father's name, that David, the king, is Ainai, he's an avatar for Ainai. Jehovah says that David is a man after his own heart, so we can learn much right here from great King David. Now, here, we have like 3 minutes before we get a little more into it right here for this podcast here, the T2T, the Testify Tuesday podcast, and there's more. Even more to build on, but that was a particular emphasis right there.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice.
Let's just hear a basic read of it, the KJV, and some of the Hebrew highlights right here. As we mentioned, we've got 2 minutes before we get into the great spirit of this podcast. Catch it now or catch it on the replay. Yes, I. Here.
Psalm 141.
Mizmor Kuf Mem Aleph Mizmor Le David. 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 Mizmor Le David.
Lord.
Adonai. Adonai. Adonai, 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 Adonai.
I cry unto thee. Make haste unto me.
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 Adonai keratiha hushali. Hushali, 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 hushali.
Give ear unto my voice when I cry unto thee.
Cry unto thee.
Azina koli bekor ila.
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 Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. As incense. As incense. As incense.
Tikkon tefillati ketoret lefanecha. 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 Lefanecha.
And the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
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 Mas'at kapayim min hat'aren. 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 Hat'aren.
Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Incline not my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men that work iniquity, and let me not eat of their dainties. Let the righteous smite me. It shall be a kindness. And let him reprove me. It shall be an excellent oil, which shall not break my head. For yet my prayer also shall be in their calamities. When their judges are overthrown in stony places, they shall hear my words, for they are sweet. Our bones are scattered at the grave's mouth, as when one cutteth and cleaveth wood upon the earth. But mine eyes are unto thee, O God the Lord. In thee is my trust. Leave not my soul destitute. Keep me from the snares which they have laid for me, and the gins of the workers of iniquity. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, whilst that I withal escape. 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 Escape.
Keep up the teachings of his majesty.
Mizmor, Mizmor Kof Mem Aleph, Mizmor Kof Mem Aleph. Psalm 141. hear a midrash on today's song, Mizmor Kof, Mem Aleph, Mizmor Kof, Mem Aleph, Mizmor Lidawi, Yahuwah, Kratika, Hushali, Hazina Koli, De Kari Lach, a song of David. Lord Yahuwah Jehovah, I have called thee, make haste to me. Give ear to my voice when I call to thee I. Mizmor Ledawi, Yahuwah Ratika, Hushali, Hazina Koli, Dekai Lach, Shlomo, Amalek, Solomon said, the Lord is far from the wicked, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. The light of the eyes rejoiceth the heart, and a good report maketh the bones fat. Hear, hear, the Mishal, Mishle Shlomo, the Proverbs, Proverbs of Solomon, chapter 15, Proverbs 15, verses 29 to 30. The Lord is far from the wicked, the ratchet, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. The light of the eyes rejoices the heart, and a good report maketh the bones fat. Rahok Yahuwah me Rishayim, utfilat tzadikim yishma, nor aynayim yismach le. Shmua Tova Te Dashen Atem. He who be, we be, Yahuwah Jehovah, is far from the wicked, Rahok Yahuwah Me Rishai, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous, Utfilatas Adkim Yishma. The light of the eyes rejoiceth the heart, Nor Ainaim Yismach Leib, and a good report maketh the bones fat. Shemua Tova Titashen Atem. Hear, 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 Shlomo said, he who be, who he be, is far from the ratchet, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. The light of the eyes rejoiceth the heart, and a good report maketh the bones fat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be he, made the eyes of the righteous shine, made their hearts rejoice, made their bones fat, their bones fat, in that he gave them good tidings. And what were the good tidings he gave them? That is written at the end of the preceding psalm, namely Psalm 140, verses 12 to 14, that reads, the violent and evil man shall be hunted with thrust upon thrust. I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the poor and the rights of the needy. Surely the righteous shall give thanks to thy name. The upright shall dwell in thy presence. Ish lashon bala yichona ba'aretz. Isha chamas ra'a yitzudenu le'madachepot. Ya da'ita. Ya da'iti, kia ya'ise, Yahuwah dina onni, mishpata evyonim, akats arikima yodua lishmecha, yeshvua yisharim et paneka. Here, a slanderer shall, the fuller verses, a slanderer shall not be established in the earth. Ish lashon, Bala yikon ba'aretz, a slanderer, ish, a man, lashon, a man of tongue, ish lashon, bala yikon ba'aretz, the violent and evil man, ish hamas ra'a, the violent man, evil, Isha Hamas Ra'a, shall be hunted with thrust upon thrust. Yitzudeinu le madachefot, thrust upon thrust. Yitzudeinu will be hunted. Yitzudeinu le madachefot. Hear the kati, yada'ita, yada'ita, yada'ita. The I know. Yada'ita. Hear the kere, yada'iti, yada'iti, yada'iti. I know. I have known. Yada'iti. I know because I have known. So here the Katib says, speaking to the I, yada'ita, yada'ita, yada'ita. The I, speaking to a male, know. Yada'ita. Hear the kere, yada'iti. What is said, yada'iti. Kia Ya'ise Yahuwah Din Oni. I know that he who be who he be will maintain the cause of the poor. Yada'ita Kia Ise Yahuwah Din Oni. The I know that he who be who he be will maintain the cause of the poor. Yada'iti Kia Ise Yahuwah Din Oni. I know that he who be who he be will maintain the cause of the poor and the right of the needy, the judgment of the needy. Mishpat, Mishpata Ebyonim, Mishpata Ebyonim, Mishpata Ebyonim, of the Ebionites, the Ebyonim, Mishpata Ebyonim. Surely, Ak, for show, verily, for show, Ak, Tzadikim, for show, the righteous, the Tzadikim, Yodu, will give Yada, Yodu, will give thanks, Yodu, Lishmecha, to Shemecha, Shemecha, the Hashem, even the Hashem, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the upright shall dwell in thy presence. Yeshvua Yisharim etapaneka. Yeshbu Yisharim etapaneka etafaneka etafanecha. The upright, the Yisharim, shall dwell, shall be seated. Yeshvu, Yeshbu, Yeshbu, shall Yashav be seated, be enthroned. Yeshbu Yisharim shall dwell. Et paneka, in thy face, in thy presence, in thy perception. Hear. Accordingly, David, he prayed, I beseech thee, I, let me, make I be in the number of those that will behold, paneka, et paneka, et fanecha, the eye face, the eye presence, the eye perception, Yahuwah O Jehovah HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, Baruch Hashem, blessed be the name.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice.
Lord, I have called to thee. Make haste to me. Yahuwah kratika chushali. Jehovah Yahuwah. Adonai, Kratika, Chushali, Jehovah, I have called to thee, Yahuwah, Kratika, make haste, Chusha, make haste, Chusha, make haste, Chusha, Li, make haste to me, Chushali. Yahuwah Gratika. Chushali. What is meant by the words Chushali? Make haste, Chusha, to me, Li, Chushali. It is meant that David said, quote, even as I made haste to call thee, the I, do thou make haste to me, Chushali. Make haste to I. And here a midrash note on Mizmor Kof, Mem Aleph, Mizmor Kof, Mim Aleph, Psalm 141, Psalm CXLI. Here, midrash note here. To call thee, this is Padua's emendation. In the ET, the edited text, it reads, quote, to practice thy precepts. It is meant that David said in saying, Chushali, Chushali, make haste to me, even as I make haste to call thee, even as I make haste to practice thy precepts, do I make haste to me, Yahuwah, Kratika, Chushali. What parable, what mashal, what parable, what proverb, mashal, mishle, what proverb fits here, what parable fits here? That of the man who had a lawsuit before the ruler. When the man saw that all the other litigants had advocates to plead for them, he called to the ruler and said, I beseech thee, the I, all the litigants must have their advocates, but I have no advocate. I have no one to plead for me. Be thou my judge, and be thou, the I, my advocate. In like manner, David called. One man puts his trust in the decorous and upright acts he has performed. Another puts his trust in the acts of his fathers, of his patriarchs. But I put my trust in thee, in the I, even though I have no righteous acts. Answer me, answer I, because I have called to thee. I have called to the I. Hence, here in Mizmor Kof, Mem Aleph, in Psalm 141. Here, hence, David said, Yahuwah Ratika, Chushali, Jehovah, he who be, we be. I have called thee, Yahuwah Ratika. Make haste, Chusha, make haste to me, Chushali. Let my prayer, make my prayer be set before thee as the incense, as the aishens, and make the lifting up of my hands be an evening sacrifice. Let make my prayer be set forth before thee as the incense, the aishens, and make the lifting up of my hands be an evening sacrifice. Hear, Hebraically, the Aleph verse right here. Tikon tifilati k'toreta lifanecha masa'ata kapaya minachata areb. Let make my prayer Make my prayer be set forth. Tikkun, tefillati, tikkun, to be set. Tikkun, tefillati, tefillati. My prayer, I pray tefillati. Kitoret, lifaneka. Kitoret, aishens, lifaneka. Lifanecha, as aishens before the eye, lifaneka, in the eye's face, in the eye's presence, before the eye. Tikona tifilati, kitoreta lifaneka, masaat kapai, masaat, the lifting up, masaat kapai, of my hands, kapai, of my palms, of my hands, kapai, masaata kapai, minchata arev, minchat, the minka, what is called the minka, here, Hebraically, the minchat, minchat, also known as the minkat, minchata arev, minchata arev, arev, the arev, arev, or the arev, as some would say, arev, the evening, arev, minchata arev, tikon tifilati kitoreta lefanecha, masaat kapai, minchata arev, may my prayer be set forth as aishens before the eye, in thy face, tikon tifilati kitoreta lefanecha, the lifting up of my hands, masata kapai, of my kapai, of the palms of my hands, kapai, minchata arev, minchat, the evening, the meal offering, minchat arev, of the evening. And here on the kitaret, the aishens, kitaret, the aishens, the masaat kapai, the lifting up of my hands, or Hebraically, the lifting up of my palms. Masat kapai, masat, masat from nasa, nasa, masaat kapai, the lifting up of my palms, and the minchat arev, the minkata arev, the evening sacrifice. Here, incense, the incense, the kitoret, the aishens Hebraically, as we have in Psalm 66, Hebraically, the 15th verse, we have the sweet smoke of rams, the sweet smoke of rams, the kitoret, the aishens. So the word is employed of the odor, the kitoret, the odor of the sacrifice burning on ha mizbeach, on the mizbach, the mizbeach, the altar. The psalmist here is evidently precluded from bringing an offering and hopes that tifilato, his prayer, will be an efficacious, effective substitute. We also have Hosea chapter 14, verse 3 right here, with the aishens. Tikon tifilati kitoret lefaneka, may my prayer be set forth as incense, be set forth as incense before the eye, in the eye presence, the kitoret, the aishens, lefaneka, in the eye's face, before the eye, or may my prayer be set forth before thee, as the aishens, as the kitoret. Lifting up of my hands, the masa'ata kapai. Here bringing out the Hebrew, the kap, right? The kap, right? The kap or the kaf, the palm of the hand. As the Hebrew letter kaf, we have the Hebrew letter kaf, and the Hebrew letter kaf even in the latter Asherit, or the Masoretic, the square pointing, brings out that sense of the palm, the cup palm of the hand, as to receive. And here, with the Masa'at Kapai, the lifting up of my palms, the lifting up of my hands, more specifically, the lifting up of my palms, here is the attitude, here is the visual glyph, or the attitude of prayer, the lifting up of the palms, the lifting up of the hands. We also have it in Psalms 28, Hebraically the second verse, Psalm 28, XXVIII and 2, as well as in Psalm 63, Hebraically the fifth verse, Psalm LXIII, Hebraically the fifth verse, the lifting up of the hands, and here the Masa'at Kapai, the lifting up, the Masa'at of the palms, the Kapai of my hands, and the Minchat Arev, the Minkata Arev. We have the evening Arev, the Arev, Arev, or some would point it as Arev, but here it's pointed as Arev. The evening, minchat, minchat, minkat, minkat, the evening offering, the evening offering. We have the evening offering. So here in Numbers, we have Numbers, the fourth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book by Midbar in the wilderness called Numbers, Numbers chapter 28, XXVIII and 4. And here in Numbers chapter 28 and 4, it reads, "The one lamb shall thou offer in the morning, and the other lamb shall thou offer at even." So the KJV reads, "The one lamb shall thou offer in the morning, and the other lamb shall thou offer at even." So here, looking at the Chumash and looking at the Masoretic Hebrew, we have Eta HaKaves Echad Ta'ise Vaboker V'Eta HaKaves HaSheni Ta'ise Bein HaArba'im HaArba'im. Here, "The one lamb shalt thou offer in the morning." Etaha kaves, kaves, the kaves, ha kaves, or some would enunciate it as ha kaves, kaves. Etaha kavesa echad, echad, the one, ta isse, shalt thou do, make, do, ta isse, va boker, baboker, baboker, in the boker. "And the other lamb shalt thou offer at dusk," or the even, KJV, the evening. "V'etor v'eta hakavesa hasheni, hasheni, the second, hasheni, ta'ise, ta'ise, ta'ase, ta'ise, shalt thou do, bain, bain, between ha'arba'i, between the evenings, bain ha arba'im, bain ha arba'im, between the evens or at even or at dusk." So here, the evening sacrifice in Numbers chapter 28 verse 4. So the mention of this particular offering here in Mizmor Kof Mem Aleph, Kof Mem Aleph, in this Mizmor Lidawi, this Mizmor, this chant intonation Isis of David, Mizmor Lidawi, the mention of this particular offering here led some to suggest that the psalm, this particular psalm, Psalm 141, Psalm CXLI, this psalm was composed, some say, as a hymn for the evening use and for the evening service here, with focus on this verse here, the Beit verse, or the second verse Hebraically, Tikon, Tifilati, Kitoreta Lefaneka, Masa'ata Kapai, Minchata Areb. May my prayer be set forth as incense, as aishens, before thee, the eye, before the eye's face, in the eye's presence, perception. The lifting of my hands, or kapai, my palms, masata kapai, as the evening sacrifice, minchat areb. And just a little bit more right here on the mincha, Hebraically from the Hebrew, mincha. In this form here, minchat. Others say the minka. May here I and I say the minka, as it's pronounced in modern Hebrew, minka. Hebraically, the mincha, and the minchat. The minka, the minkat. Here, the H4503, and it's defined according to the BDB definition as a gift, tribute, offering, present, oblation, sacrifice, meat offering. And here we'd like to zoom in on the fact that what is called in Old English, and particularly the KJV, the King James Version, as the meat offering is a bloodless offering, is usually a grain offering, and does not have any debtors or any flesh. All right, so here this is a gift, present, tribute, and offering, Elohim, to the true good, the true God, and the grain offering. And it's said to come from a more ancient, unused root word meaning to apportion or to bestow. The part of speech, this word is feminine, the part of speech right here. Now, Strong's definition brings out the mincha, the minka, as a portion, bestowal, a donation. In a euphemistic sense of the word, it's tribute. Specifically, the minka is a sacrificial offering. It's an offering, the type, a sacrificial offering, and usually it is a bloodless and voluntary. So usually it's bloodless, as a grain offering, no debtors, and it's voluntary. It's a gift, oblation, an offering, often called in the KJV, the King James Version, often referred to as a meat offering. More correctly, it should be meal offering, being usually the grain offering, a present, and in this context, quote, a sacrifice, though the more correct word would be an offering. And the word mincha, is found in various places. One of the first mentions is in Bereshis, in Genesis chapter 4, verse 3, concerning the offering, found in this verse here. And in process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering, LaYahuwah, to Jehovah, is one of the first areas. And the second area found, the second place in Bereshis, in Genesis chapter 32, verse 14, where the English reads right here. The English reads, just to bring this out right here, just getting the word in the verse. Now, this is one of those verses where sometimes the English and the translations don't quite agree, because it might be the next verse over. It's the next verse over, not that specific verse. But here in Genesis chapter 32, verse 14 in the English, where it says, "And he lodged there that same night and took of that which came to his hand a present." A present, so here's the mincha, mincha, a mincha, mincha, a present for Esau, for Esau, his brother. So here is some of the first usages within the scripture of the mincha, the mincha, and its other places. But now in the sense of the psalm, what David is bringing forward is intimately connected with the tabernacle worship, and is according to the pattern. So even with the verse, "May my prayer be set forth as incense before thee." In the Hebrew, he's saying tikkun, to be set, right, to be set, tikkun, right, also like nachon, nachon means right in Hebrew, like nachon, like it's right, tikkun. The sense here is that it be set, that it be proper, tefillati, my prayer be proper, be right, be set as proper, right, kitoret, aishens, my prayer, and the connection of my prayer, aishens, lefaneka, before the eye. So bringing out the more direct sense than even the translations, where it says, "Let my prayer be set forth as." In the Hebrew, we don't have a as or like or as. It's more direct. Tikkun tefillati, my prayer be set, be right. Kitoret, aishens, before the eye. So here, in bringing this forward out right here, and we have just zoomed in just to bring in the sense in the second part. Masa'at kapai, the lifting up of my hands. Min chata areb. It's not as the translator puts in as. The as is not there. So it implies that the aishens prayer and the lifting up of the hands, evening sacrifice. And there we're getting the tabernacle of David sense, a man after Jehovah's own heart, and more of the Berit Chadasha, the true worship sense, based on the Hebrew pattern, the Hebrew pattern. So here, looking in the KJV, right, if you look in the KJV version of today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Mem Aleph, Mizmor Kof Mem Aleph, we have the as before incense italicized, the and also italicized, and the next as italicized. So the direct reading, "Let my prayer be set forth aishens," right, set forth before the aishens, the lifting up of my hands or kapai, my palms, the evening sacrifice or the evening offering, the evening mincha. So here, David choosing these words. What did David mean by the words, "Let my prayer be set forth as the aishens, tikkun tefillati, kitoret lefanecha, lefaneka"? It is as though, David said, "Adoni, Adonai, my Lord, as long as Ha-Hekal, the Hekal, the temple, was standing, we set forth incense, aishens, kitoret," in them heart, kitoret, Ethiopically, the itan, the kitoret, we set forth ketoret le faneka, before the eye and the eye's face. But now that we have neither altar, mizbach, mizbeach, nor kohen gadol, high priest, except thou tefillati, accept thou my prayer, tefillati, elote, tefillati, my prayer. May the firmament open so that tefillati, my prayer, can come lefaneka, before the eye, in the eye's presence, in the eye's face. Hence, here, David said, let my prayer, make my prayer be set forth before thee as the aishent, the lifting up of my hands, my palms, as an evening sacrifice. Tikon tefillati k'toreta lefanecha masata kapai minachata areb. In connection with these words, one may read in scripture, even in Ezra chapter 9, verses 5 to 6, where it reads, at the evening offering, I arose up from my fasting, even with my garment and my mantle rent, and I fell upon my knees, up on my knees, and spread out my hands to the Lord my God. And I said, O my God, I am ashamed and blush to lift up my face to thee, to the eye. O my God, Elohai, Hailei. Ua v'minchata ha'ereba k'amtia, mia ta'enitia, ua v'kara'ia, v'kadia, ua me'ilia, wa ekre'a Allah birkaya, wa efarisa kapaya liyahuwa Elohai. And at the evening offering, ua b'minchata ha'ereb, I arose from my fasting, even with my garment and my mantle ripped, and I fell upon my knees and spread out my hands to Yahuwah, Jehovah Elohai, my Elohim, my power. Ua be'er minchata ha'ereba k'ametiyah miyata enitiyah. Ua ve'kar'iyah bigdiyah ua me'iliyah. Wa ekre'a ala birkai. Wa efresakapai Eliyahua Elohai. And I said, Waomra Elohai, Boshtia, Winikalamtia, Laharim Elohaya, Panai Eleka, Kia, Onotenu Rabua, Le Maela Rosh, We Asha Maten Gadla al Lashamayi. And I said, Elohai, Hailei, O my Elohim, my true good, true God, my power, Elohai, I am ashamed, Elohai, Boshti, I'm ashamed and blush to lift up my face to thee, Elohai. Elohai boshtia we nikalamtia le hari Elohai panai eleka. For our iniquities are increased over our head, over the head. Ki e onotenu rabua le ma'ela rosh, and our guiltiness we ashmatenu, and our guiltiness ashmatenu is grown up, gadala, it's become big, gadala, grown up, become big, ad la shamayim, is grown up to the heavens. So here we have Ezra's confession and prayer, the connection with the evening offering, the time when the itinual daily offering of the evening was brought, and the reference to Numbers, Bamidbar, Numbers chapter 28, here, verse 4, point of reference. And here we have Ezra's confession concerning his fasting, concerning his garment and his mantle being rent, falling upon his knees. Literally in the Hebrew here, he has knelt. He knelt. Berkai. Knelt for kneeling at prayer. We have 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 54. We have Psalm 95, Hebraically the 6th verse, and Daniel chapter 6, verse 11, and the spreading out, where he mentions the spreading out of his hands. The spreading out of his hands. Here we have Wa Efrisa Kapaya Liyahua Lohai, where he says that, and spread out my hands to Jehovah Elohai, Haliai. This is the attitude for this attitude of supplication, spreading out of the hands, the lifting of the hands. We have Exodus chapter 9, verse 29, 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 22, and Isaiah chapter 1, verse 15. So why did Ezra arise from his fasting at the evening offering? As those who say, quote, all day until this moment my strength held up and I felt no distress. But at the moment of the evening offering, my strength ebbed away from me. And my bowels were griped with hunger. Hence, here at the early evening prayer, a man should confess his sin, cheto, his uckery, and beseech Ha'Elohim, the true good, the true God, as is said even here, and let and make the lifting up of my hands be an evening sacrifice. May the lifting up of my hands, the evening offering, Masa'at Kapai, Minchat Areb. So here, the fuller verse, Daniel chapter 9, verse 20, the fuller verse. And whilst I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin, my uckery, and the sin, the uckery of my people Israel, and presenting my supplication before Yahweh Jehovah Elohai, Haliai, for the holy mountain of Elohai, of Haliai, of my power, ועוד אני מדבר ומתפלל ומתוודה חטאתי וחטאת עמי ישראל ומפיל תחינתי לפני יהוה אלוהי על הר הקדש אלוהי. Full of verse. Hear. Next verse, verse 21, full of verse. Yay, here, yay, that's, 21. Yay, saith Daniel, yay, whilst I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblation. Hear, the second part of the verse. Second part of the verse. Ve'od ani midaber batafila ve'ha'ish Gabriel asher ra'itia be'chazon batachila mu'afa bi'afa no ge'ah Elaya Ka'ait Minachat Areb. So we have here in the Midrash, the translation, while, according to KJV, I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin. Ve'od ani amid dabera. Ua mita palella, ua mita wade, mita wade, ua mita vade, the vidui, confession, stretching forth the hands, ua mita wade, chatati, my sins, my akari. And here the verse goes forward to say, and the sin of my people Israel, and the sin of my people, chataat, chataat ami Yisrael, and presenting my supplication before Jehovah, my Elohim, my true good, true God, my power, o mapil techinati lifnei Yahuwah Elohai, for the holy mountain of Elohai, of Hailiyai, Al Har Kodesh, upon Har Kodesh, concerning, about, on, Al Har Kodesh Elohai. Second verse, yea, while I was speaking, in prayer, ve'od, and continuing, ve'od, and continuing, going on, while I was speaking, while, ve'od ani, I, midabir, ani midabir, ve'od ani midabir, and I, while I was speaking, batafila, in tefila, in prayer, the man Gabriel, with Haish, Gabriel, whom Asher I had seen, Raiti, the one who I had seen in the vision, Bechazon, Batachila, at the beginning, being caused to fly, Mu'af, be off, and being caused to fly swiftly, approach close to me, Nogeah Elai, upon I, close to I, or KJV brings out the sense of touched me about the evening time. Here in the Hebrew, Nogeah, to touch or to even approach close, Nogeah Elai, k'eit, about like the time, k'eit, about the time, k'eit minchat areb, about the time of the minchat of the offering, Areb, the evening offering. And at what moment did Gabriel approach? At the moment of the evening offering, at the moment of the minchat Areb, the minchat Areb, k'ait minchat Areb. And here the Midrash note, this offering, this minchat, this minchat, this offering was made at the time, k'ait, at the time of the, some say, afternoon service. This offering, here, the minchat, is made and was made at the time of the afternoon service. The minchat Areb. The minchat Areb.
Where's Bennett?
Dear God, please make me into a bird so I can fly far, far away from here. Dear God, please make me into a bird so I can fly far, far away from, far away from, far away from.
Psalm 141.
Mizmor Kuf Mem Aleph Mizmor Le David.
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 Lord
Adonai, 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 Adonai.
I cry unto thee. Make haste unto me.
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 Adonai Keratiha Hushali. 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 Hushali.
Give ear unto my voice when I cry unto thee.
Cry unto thee.
Azina koli bekor ila.
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 Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense.
As incense. As incense. As incense.
Tikon tefillati ketoret lefanecha.
Lefanecha. Lefanecha. Lefanecha. Lefanecha. Lefanecha.
And the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
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 Mas'at kapayim min hat'aren.
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 Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Incline not my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men that work iniquity. And let me not eat of their dainties. Let the righteous smite me. It shall be a kindness. And let him reprove me. It shall be an excellent oil which shall not break my head. For yet my prayer also shall be in their calamities. When their judges are overthrown in stony places, they shall hear my words, for they are sweet. Our bones are scattered at the grave's mouth, as when one cutteth and cleaveth wood upon the earth. But mine eyes are unto thee, O God the Lord. In thee is my trust. Leave not my soul destitute. Keep me from the snares which they have laid for me, and the gins of the workers of iniquity. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, whilst that I withal escape. 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 Escape.
I'm going to testify.
Let us pray. Foundation is in the holy mountain of Zion. Can't be removed and abiding forever. Tell them don't cry for you. 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 Tell them to pray 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 for you. So when one cries, he's just. But when one prays, it brings satisfaction. You can be not scared of praying. and another is done. Give us all a day, one daily bread. And folk give us all a just justice. And we hold each other just for the Jesus. Lead us from temptation, but deliver us from our evil. Let us pray, let us pray. Let us pray, hey, 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 oh, oh. Tell them not cry for you, tell them not cry for you. Tell them not cry for you, tell them don't cry for you. Tell them to pray for you, tell them to pray for you. Tell them to pray for you, tell them to pray for you. Behold, when one cried destruction, we'll hear me now. But when one prayed, brings satisfaction, we'll hear me now. The old out for an old president is for presence for the world together in number 93. Give thanks and praise to God the Almighty. Why do the Eden rain and the people imagine pain? For kings of the earth got set themselves, if it sounds like a judge. But they cannot prosper, so they don't pray. Yeah, yeah, no. I say don't fear the devil, he won't reign long. No, this is a song, it's a song, it's a song, song, song.
Pray. kingdom come. Thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Oh, well, give us these days our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those. Deliver us from evil. Lead us not into temptation. Thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever, and ever and ever. Amen. Amen. Giving praises up to the King.
Jesus.